This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Wells Fargo announced this afternoon that CEO and chairman of the board, John Stumpf, is out effective right now. That's, of course, in the wake of the scandal over the bank's retail division opening millions of fraudulent customer accounts. The obvious question now is, how does Wells bounce back? Marketplace's Adam Allington gets us going.
According to analysts, Wells Fargo was the last bank you'd expect to be smacked with a scandal so patently unethical and wrong. In fact, for decades, Wells Fargo was a model of stability, even during the dark days of the financial crisis.
In a way, they won the war but lost the peace in terms of the recent mishap.
Mike Mayo is a bank analyst for CLSA. The scandal is bad, he says, really bad, in fact. But despite a short-term hit, long-term business should still be fine.
It's terrible. But for the size of a bank such as Wells Fargo, it's still quite small. So it's not the financial impact as much as the reputational impact.
And many current customers might find it too much of a hassle to switch out all their various accounts. That's the feeling of bank customer David Charles at a Wells Fargo branch in downtown Washington, D.C.
Yeah, there's issues there. I don't know what's going on, but it's convenient to where I work. So we'll see.
But some analysts feel there are still too many shoes left to drop, including lost contracts, more lawsuits, and tougher sanctions from regulators.
We still haven't heard from the Federal Reserve, the FDIC, the Financial Stability Oversight Council. There are so many, you know, entities that regulate banks.
Richard Beauvais is a bank analyst at Rafferty Capital Markets.
I think, you know, we're talking a couple of years, maybe 3 years, before Wells Fargo is able to set itself right.
Beauvais says in addition to lost business, the company's also reportedly adding costs to its operations side, including 2,000 new employees to its corporate risk unit. In Washington, I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.